हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः Arjuna asked the question, what is that which makes a person go against dharma in spite of not wanting to go against dharma? Bhagavan may said, it is kamaha krodaha rajoguna samudbhavaha. It is the product of rajoguna, which is kamaha, anger, actually the desire. He mainly talks about desire only. And he said, anger is nothing but modified form of the unfulfilled desire. Desire modified alone is anger. There cannot be anger at all if there is no phenomenon called desire. Somewhere, some failure in fulfilling one's wish, desire alone becomes anger. Therefore, we saw all those things, and today we have to see. It was said, 38th verse we saw, Dhume na vriyate vannihi yatha darsho malena cha yatholbe na vruto garbhaha tatha tene dama vrutam. He gave the example, what is that which prevents one from claiming one's nature being Atma, isn't it? What prevents one from attending Jnanam? It is this, the phenomenon called a desire, once not mastered, not managed well, then it can result in all other emotions, and the knowledge is covered by this desire. Isn't it? So he gave the example, Dhumena sahajena avriyate vannihi prakashatmakaha aprakashatmakena. To the fire, I'm seeing the Bhasham part, the fire which is of the nature, which is in the form of the very brilliance, is covered by the dark smoke, which is inseparably with the fire. Yathava adarshaha malenacha. Just as the mirror, the transparent surface of the mirror is covered by dust and prevents the mirror covered by the dust is prevented from doing its function of reflecting. The same way, ulbenacha jarayuna garbhaveshtanena avrutaha achaditaha. Avrutaha means achaditaha, covered. Then the fetus is covered by thick skin. So what happens? The fetus, which is covered by the skin here, the membrane, feels bound. It is not free enough to move. So it prevented from its movements. In the same way, what jnanam should do for us, that is the power of jnanam, what it should do, once the knowledge rises, knowledge can free us, knowledge can be functional. The function of the knowledge is what it must be, it must bless us with the freedom. It must help us claim our freedom and the fullness of happiness. But now that is covered by what? This desire. Just as jarayuna garbhaveshtanena ulbena avrutaha, garbaha. Tatha tena idam avritam. So giving three different examples, how whether desire is a sattvic desire or rajasic desire or it is a tamasic desire. Desire in any degree of desire, desire of any nature is capable of covering the knowledge. When knowledge can rise, knowledge can really, does it function of claiming one's freedom. It prevents. That's what is said in this 38th verse. We'll move on to the 39th verse. Kim punaha tat idam shabda vachyam tat kamena avritam iti uchyate. Very nice. Now he is asking, idam avritam. In the previous verse, what is said? Idam avritam. This is covered. Idam avritam means this is covered. This has been covered. Covered by what? This is covered by the desire. This is covered by desire. Like what? Like just as fire is covered by smoke, just as the fetus is covered by the membrane, just as fire is covered by smoke. So also here, this knowledge, idam avritam, this is covered, means what does the word pronoun idam, meaning this, mean? What does the pronoun idam, this is covered, means what does the word this mean? That is said here. Kim punaha tat idam shabda vachyam. What is meant by the word idam? That which is covered by desire. Kamena avritam iti uchyate. What is that which is meant by the word idam, which is said to be covered by desire? Kamena avritam iti yate uchyate. So that which is said to be covered by desire, which is meant by the word idam. So what is meant, what is it is meant by the word idam? What is covered by desire? What does the desire cover? That's the question. Answer comes in the 39th verse. Jnanam. What is covered by desire is jnanam. Okay. Avrutam jnanametena jnanino nitya vairina. Avrutam jnanametena jnanino nitya vairina. Kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena nalena cha. Kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena nalena cha. Avrutam jnanametena jnanino nitya vairina. Kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena nalena cha. Says avrutam jnanam. What idam shabda? Idam shabda vachyam kim? Jnanam. What is meant by the word idam is jnanam. Jnanam avrutam yetena. By this desire, by this knowledge is covered. And what is this? By this means by what? Jnaninaha nitya vairina. The permanent enemy of a wise person. See, desire is said to be the permanent enemy of the wise person. Jnaninaha nitya vairi. In fact, jnani is not the enemy. Jnaninaha nitya vairi. Desire is the enemy of a wise person. Wise person is not the enemy of desire. Know that. Wise person is not the enemy of, wise person will not be a friend or enemy for anything. But enemy, desire is enemy of wise person. Know why? A wise person does not allow the desire to be there. Where there is jnanam, there desire will not be there. So that which does not allow the desire to be there, desire to enter, to stay, is enemy. Suppose if you push me out of this place, don't allow me to be here, and you are enemy, my enemy, isn't it? The same way, I want to be there. I want to cause my problems, okay? I want to have my own freedom to create problems. But you don't allow me to be here, means what? You're my enemy. The same way, wisdom, jnanam, atma jnanam, jnanam and desire cannot coexist. Why? Desire is a product of ignorance. It cannot be where jnanam is. I don't know whether you remember, I explained to you long, long ago, the meaning of shadari. Understand? The enemy of the six is jnanam. Isn't it? Enemy of the six is jnanam. Where knowledge is there, the six will be driven away. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, masri, all six will be driven away. Therefore, jnanam is said to be shanna marihi. Isn't it? Enemy of the six. This is how, an Advaiti can interpret it of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, I think. But still they give different meaning also. What I want to say here, so jnanaha nityavairi. But in a jnani's mind, desire cannot penetrate. Because jnani's mind, there's no inadequacy, there's no lack, there's no want. Therefore, there's the fullness. Therefore, the desire has no job there. Desire cannot enter there. Therefore, jnani's enemy is desire. Jnanaha nityavairi, permanent enemy. So by this desire, the permanent enemy of jnani, here this knowledge is covered. Idam jnanam avritam. Jnaninaha nityavairina kamena idam jnanam avritam. Okay. Kamarupena. The jnani's enemy, wise person's enemy in the form of a desire. Wise person's enemy in which, what is the form of the wise person's enemy? Wise person's enemy is in the form of the phenomenon called desire. Jnana rupena, jnaninaha, nityavairina, jnanam avritam. Knowledge is covered by the permanent enemy of a wise person in the form of a desire. And then, what is this desire? Dushpuraha analaha. Dushpurena analena. Analaha means fire. As you all know very well, the fire will never say enough of the fuel. How much of fuel it will give? Fire can consume everything. It will never say enough. That's why fire is called analaha. Alam yasya nasti saha analaha. Isn't it? Analaha. And then here, the desire also is likened to what? Insatiable fire. Dushpuraha analaha. How many ever desires to fulfill, desire will never say, okay, bye, I'm going away. Desire will never say, let me, bye, I'm going, see you, thank you. Will never say, you fulfilled enough, new desire will come. That is why dushpuraha analaha. Dushpurena analena. Kamarupena jnanaha nityavairina jnanam avritam. One long sentence, beautiful, clean sentence. Knowledge is covered by the permanent enemy of the wise person in the form of desire, which is an insatiable fire. Which is like an insatiable fire, isn't it? Okay, this is the literal meaning of the mantra. आवृतम येतेन ज्ञानम. सो बाय दिस डिजायर नॉलेज इज कवर्ड. बाय होम इज सेड ज्ञानिनः नित्य वैरिना. आचार्य राइट्स नाउ ज्ञानी ही इंडीड ज्ञानी जानाति नोस. वाइज पर्सन नोस. व्हाट डज ही नो? अनेन अहम अनर्थे प्रयुक्तः पूर्वमेव इति. ओके, अनेन अहम अनर्थे प्रयुक्तः पूर्वमेव इति ज्ञानी जानाति. What Acharya says, a wise person knows very well, oh my God, by this desire, I was already what? I was pushed into suffering, pain, anarthe, afflictions. I became the victim of all afflictions because of this desire previously. He knows. Now the desires may not be there, but the consequences of desires, he knows very well. He already gone through, isn't it? Anubhava. How desires were there, how desires pushed, involved him into accomplishing so many things, and how much strain a person must have gone through to accomplish. In spite of accomplishing or non-accomplishing, how he continued to be in pain, suffering, he knew all that. Now he can see objectively. Before he was a victim, the problems. Now he is objective towards the problems. So being objectively a jnani knows. Okay? Jnani janati. Indeed, a wise person knows very well. Katham aham anarthe prayukt anena. Anena kamena by this desire. अहम अनर्थे प्रयुक्तः. अहम अनर्थे प्रयुक्तः मीन्स व्हाट? अनर्थः मीन्स अफ्लिक्शन, पेन, सफरिंग. सो ही नोस दैट अहम अनर्थे प्रयुक्तः. पूर्वमेव, बिफोर विवेक केम, इट वाज हाउ व्हाट ऑल ही वेंट थ्रू. Be victimized by this desire. Dukhi cha bhavati nityameva. Nityameva dukhi cha bhavati. Definitely, a person becomes always sorrowful or always sad as long as a person, entertaining desires is helpless. We are helplessly entertaining desires, choicelessly entertaining desires. But I tell you, definitely, you fulfill it also, there will be grief. We do not fulfill it also, there will be grief. Why? Because after fulfilling, again, there is no guarantee it is going to be there forever. Therefore, dukhi cha bhavati nityameva. Definitely, a person becomes unhappy, sad always. Ataha, why? Because of this desire. Ataha, asau jnanaha nityavairi. And whereas a wise person is free from grief, because free from attachment. Free from delusion, or free from grief also. And therefore, desire cannot enter there. Therefore, ataha jnanaha nityavairi. Therefore, desire is an everlasting, permanent enemy of a wise person. Natu murkhasya. So, desire is not an enemy of a deluded person. Desire is not an enemy of a deluded person. Murkaha means what? Murkaha means a deluded person. Mudaha. Murkhasya na murkhasya. So desire is not an enemy of a deluded person or a fool, but desire is definitely enemy of a wise person. Because it is easy to enter into desire can rise, can be there permanently and coming, cropping up one after the other in so many forms, for so many things, and driving, chasing this person to do things, actions. It can survive permanently in a ignorant person's, Murkaha is ignorant person here. It is he, desire can survive permanently in Ajnani's mind. As long as Jnanam is not there, desire can comfortably, it can survive. Therefore, it is not the enemy of an ignorant person. When it cannot penetrate at all into the mind of a wise person, therefore it's enemy of the wise person. Ataha aso jnaninaha nityavairi natu murkhasya sahi kamam trishna kale sahahi kamam trishna kale mitra iva pasyan mitram iva pasyan tat karye dukhe prapte janati. See, this murkha, what does the murkha do? Trishna kale means when the person is really driven, given to craving, when the person is highly craving for something, trishna kale, at the time of, craving, trishna kale, trishna literally means thirst, when the person is dying for something, desperately he is craving for something, at the time of that, Trishna Kale, what does it happen? He says, Trishna Kale, Kamam Mitram Iva Pashyati, Mitram Iva Pashyan. This ignorant person, deluded person, really, he does not even know this phenomenon exists. He's so friendly. Mitram Iva Pashyati. An ignorant person sees the desire like a friend. Ah, this desire is there. What is seeing? He is seeing the desire like a friend means what? This desire is there. If I fulfill this desire, it will make me very happy. I'm going to achieve this. It's going to make me happy. It's going to get me this. At least have some satisfaction. When you think fulfillment of desire is going to do something good for you, then you look at it as a friend. See, looking at the desire like a friend, as a friend, means thinking that fulfillment of desire is going to make me happy, is going to make me feel satisfied, is going to relieve me of the guilt, is going to relieve me of the hurt, is going to fulfill something. Isn't it? Some sort of, by doing this, I think, oh, I have done my duty. We think these are the things. No, some nice feeling comes. Once I fulfill, what's going to be the consequence? Then the Trishna Kale, the time of desperateness for fulfilling something, doing something, then this ignorant person sees this desire like a friend, as a friend. Mitram Iva Kamam Pashyati Murkaha Trishna Kale. The desperate need, isn't it? Imagine, I'm desperate, I want some money. I'm so desperate. And I'm going to ask for some help. Isn't it? Then, I had to get this fulfilled. Isn't it? Then, desire is looked upon as what? A blessing. So, there's a mitanva pashyati. But, later on, what happens later on? He says, it's very interesting. Tat karye dukhe prapte janati. Dukhe prapte. When grief follows as a product of the fulfillment of desire. Tat karyam means what? Desire's product. And when grief is grief, sadness, sorrow, grief, pain. Dukkhe prapte, when pain happens, when pain comes, which is actually a product of desire, then janati, then he knows what? He knows the nature of desire. Understand desire. We say now, as long as you don't know the person, once you start mixing with the person, you know the person's nature. Like that. Trishna kale mitrava pashyati. Then after fulfilling, when the result happens, and when he understands, when he happens to go through the pain, which is the result of, okay, later on, and he understands the nature of the desire. See, desire is not a wrong, bad phenomenon. Okay? But we have, see here, please understand, we are not saying it is wrong to have desire. We are not saying anything bad about desire. What is this desire? Desire is some phenomenon which exists, and once it is there, how it chases a person to do something or the other, always. It always makes a person go after things. So that it prevents jnanam from happening. It doesn't allow you to divert attention from the objects, external world. And it is a symptom of what? Say, symptom of expression of, it's an expression of one's inadequacy. It's a part because of ignorance. Therefore, it is said, tatkarye dukkhe prapte, then he understands the limitation of the nature of the desire. What does he understand? Trishnaya aham dukkitvam. Dukkitvam apaditaha. Trishnaya, because of greed, because of craving, because of desperateness, because of this chasing desire, aham dukkitvam apaditaha. Dukkitvam is what? Having the status of being a dukkhi, unhappy person. The status of being an unhappy person has been what? Apaditaha. The situation of being an unhappy person is brought by this craving, the desire. Iti na purvameva janati. Dukkhe prapte janati, purvameva na janati. See, before entertaining the desire, before giving importance for desire, not even thinking, oh, desire has come. If I fulfill it, will it make me happy or unhappy? What is this desire? Why is it here? If at all there's something, should I do it right to the righteous means or not? No, without thinking, a person goes mad. He goes out of fulfilling the desire. Then when pain comes, then he understands. So in the second sentence, Acharya says, Trishnaya aham dukkhitvam apaditaha iti. Dukkhe prapte janati. Only when grief comes, only pain comes, then this person understands, because of this desire alone, okay, I happen to be in a situation of being an unhappy person. Na purvameva. Not before fulfilling that. It's not entertaining and encouraging and trying to fulfill the desire. So before fulfilling the desire itself, we must objectively analyze the desire. Is it worth fulfilling? Is important to fulfilling? If I fulfill, what am I going to get? If I don't fulfill, what am I going to get? If I had to fulfill, how I should fulfill it? The righteous means are not. So one has to think. That's why discretion action, isn't it? But then a person does not think. The way he says, Trishnaya aham dukkhitvam apaditaha iti dukkhe prapte tatkarye dukkhe prapte janati. Na purvameva. A person does not understand before entertaining and supporting and going after fulfilling the desire. Therefore, ataha jnaninaha eva nityavairi. Therefore, this desire is only enemy of a wise person only. Kim rupena? What form? By what? Kama rupena. So, this enemy is in the form of a desire. Kamaha. What is kamaha? He says, Icha eva. Icha. Kamaha is nothing but Icha. So, kamaha means desire. Icha means also desire. Icha, icha eva rupam asya. The enemy of the wise person is in the form of icha, desire. The enemy's form is what? Enemy's form is nothing but desire. Desire is the form of the enemy. Var kama rupaha, icha eva rupam asya iti kama rupaha, icha rupaha, kama rupaha. And this enemy in the form of desire is what? Dushpurena. Dushpuraha. Dushpurena dukkhena. Dushpurena means what? Dukkhena puranam asya. Iti dushpuraha. Dukkhena puranam. Puranam means what? Puranam means filling. Please understand, purayati. Purayati is the verb. Noun is what? Puranam, filling. So here, puranam means fulfilling. Puranam means what? Filling. Puranam also fulfilling. Understand? Asya puranam means what? Fulfilling of this is only with pain. No desire can be fulfilled without pain, isn't it? Dukkhena eva puranam asya iti dushpuraha. Why desire is said to be dushpuraha? Very interesting, isn't it? That which can be fulfilled only with pain, only by going through pain, without strain, without any hardship, no desire can be easily fulfilled. Comfortably. Can you say, I fulfilled my desire comfortably. Easily. Wrong adverb. Any, of course, see, ambition is right, ambition is good. Isn't it? Ambition is right, ambition is different from the crazy desire. Craving, isn't it? So, no desire can be fulfilled without going through any difficulty. Mental strain, physical strain, isn't it? Emotional strain, intellectual crushing. So, no, I'll really, by the time I finish it, I'll go mad. People will say that. Anyway, no desire can be fulfilled easily without any strain and pain. So, dukkhena asya puranam iti karanataha. Kamaha is said to be what? Dushpuraha. That the fulfillment of which involves pain. Only with pain, only with difficulty, only with hardship. Desire can be fulfilled. Therefore, desire is said to be dushpuraha. Tena analena. Okay. So, again, the desire is what now likened to a fire. Analena. Asya alam. Alam means what? Paryaptihi. Alam means paryaptihi. Paryaptihi means what? Enough. The sufficiency, sufficient. Paryaptihi asya nasti. Paryaptihi alam means paryaptihi. Paryaptihi asya nasti. Iti what? Alam asya nasti. Paryaptihi nasti is the analaha. So desire, it involves pain in fulfilling it. Dukkhena puranam iti asya iti dushpuraha. And then fulfillment of desire will never bring you the satisfaction. Any number of desires fulfilled, still there will be dissatisfaction. There will be apariyaptihi. Paryaptihi will not be there. The sense of satisfaction, sufficient, okay, being sufficient is not, will not be there. You always feel, even after before fulfilling the desire, you are inadequate. After fulfillment of desire also, you continue to be inadequate. This is what paryaptihi nasti. Understand? This is what meant by the word paryaptihi. There is no satisfaction at all. So, alam ityukte paryaptihi iti artaha. Alam asyana vidyate, paryaptihi asyana vidyate iti analaha apariyaptihi. See, jnanam is there. Even if you listen to Shastram, everything, knowledge may be there. But the knowledge is not able to be effective. What should knowledge do? Knowledge has to function. Knowledge must be capable of making you see how free you are, how we are not bound, isn't it? So that jnanam becomes overpowered and covered, that it's not able to do what? I mean, we are not able to enjoy the benefit of jnanam. Sometimes knowledge itself does not rise. Knowledge rises also, it is not effective. And able to enjoy the benefit of jnanam also. It's all because of what? Because even one's discerning capacity, everything is covered by this craving, isn't it? So it's very important to understand what this desire is, why this desire is, how its nature of it, how it makes a person go crazy. Therefore, how it should be managed, how it can be absolutely mastered. If you master it, if you have relative mastery, you are managing it. If you have jnanam, you have absolute mastery over it. Okay? So, we have to pay attention to this desire. Suppose you have any pain on your, suppose, imagine there's a pain in your physical, in the body. Knee pain, or back pain, or any pain, any part of the, what to do? You pay whole attention to that place. And you understand why it is pain. Pain is there, it draws your attention. And you do the needful to get out of the pain. In the same way, desire also is a pain. It also is illness, disease in the mind. That disease, some infection, isn't it? Physical infection is taken care of. So mental infection also should be taken care of. We should understand what it is, why it is, how it is, so how it should be handled. You can't undo it. How you can fulfill it in conformity with dharma, or how you can manage it without going against dharma, and how you should work for jnanam to get rid of it. Isn't it? That is why this whole verse is discussed here. Kim adishtanaha punaha kamaha jnanasya avarnatvena वैरी। सर्वस्य लोकस्य किम् अधिष्ठानः कामः, ज्ञानस्य आवरणत्वेन वैरी। So having the status of being a cover of knowledge, this desire is an enemy of the wise person. Two things, okay? Desire is an enemy of a wise person because it prevents a person from enjoying the benefit of jnanam. So jnanasya avaranatvena, as a cover of jnanam, this desire, sarvalokasya vairi, vairi sarvalokasya, this desire is an enemy of the entire world, means what? The entire humanity. This phenomenon called desire is an enemy of the entire humanity, obtaining in the form of a cover of knowledge. Having the status of being the cover of knowledge, this desire is an enemy of the entire humanity because it prevents a person from enjoying the benefit of jnanam. So you're asking, what is the adhishtanam for this desire? Kim adhishtanaha kamaha? Kim adhishtanaha kamaha means what? Asya kamasya adhishtanam kim? So this desire, what is that which the desire has as its adhishtanam, substratum? Again, Puruk, he will say, desire also an attribute. No. Desire is what? Desire is also, desire doesn't exist. Desire cannot exist outside of the knowledge, isn't it? So, kim adhishtanaha kamaha means what? The desire, what is that adhishtanam substratum? What is that which the desire has as its support, has its existence? That's the literal meaning. What is the adhishtanam, say, what is the substratum support of this desire? How does this desire exist, first of all? That's the question here. So, it is asked, kim adhishtanaha punaha kamaha jnanasya avarnatvena vairi sarvasya lokasya. You see, understand the correct prose order. Sarvasya lokasya kamaha vairi. Kamaha eva sarvasya lokasya vairi. Not only jnani is enemy. Desire is an enemy of the entire humanity, because it is in the form of the cover of knowledge. Because it has the status of being the cover of knowledge. Because covering the knowledge, it prevents people from enjoying the benefit of jnanam. Okay, and what is adhishtanam? Iti apekshayam. Iti apekshayam. When there is a requirement, then there's a need for us to understand what is the adhishtanam for this desire. Iti apekshayam. Jnatehi shatroho adhishtane. Shatroho adhishtane jnatehi sukhena nibarhanam kartum shakyate. Now the question is, Kimartha, why should we know what is the substratum support of this? What is the support? What is it which supports this phenomenon called desir? Isn't it? The beautiful answer is given. Why should we know? It is said here. Shatroho adhishthane jnate. When enemy's support system is known, sukhena nibarhanam kartum shakyate. It is possible to do the destruction of enemy. If enemy has to be destroyed, enemy support system has to be destroyed. Then enemy will be, make enemy weak, supportless. If we know support of the enemy, then we can handle support of the enemy. So it is easy, it is possible to do the destruction. Nibarhanam kartum shakyate. Shatroho nibarhanam katam kartum shakyate. Shatroho adhishtanam jnatva. Isn't it? So he says, Shatroho adhishtane jnate. Indeed, when the substratum, the support of the enemy is known, sukhena, effortlessly, easily, without any difficulty, it is possible to do the destruction of the enemy. Otherwise, we have to struggle a lot, isn't it? Sukhena nibarhanam, somehow you have to nibarhanam, you have to do. Enemy has to be destroyed. Destroyed means what? You have to get rid of the enemy's problems. That's what, not really destruction. Sukhena nibarhanam kartum shakyate. Sukhena nibarhanam kartum shakyate. It is possible to do the elimination. Nibarhanam means elimination. It is possible to do the elimination. It is possible to eliminate the enemy easily, comfortably, sukhena, effortlessly, easily, if we know the support of the enemy. So he says, Chatroho adhishtane jnate. When enemy support is known, support system is known, then it is possible to eliminate the enemy easily. Sukhe nibarhanam kartum shakyate. It's all right? Okay, I think we have to stop. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.